Here's a Trump tweet I think you might like. How do you impeach a president who has won perhaps the greatest election of all time, done nothing wrong, no collusion with Russia, it was the Dems that colluded, had the most successful first 2 years of any president, and is the most popular Republican in party history, 93%? Well, it's a brand new year, full to the brim with sound and fury, promising another 365 days of hyperbolic tweet storms, narcissistic mirror gazing, and the release of, I hope, the Mueller findings. God help us if those findings reveal collusion and criminality. How could we possibly impugn, much less impeach, a man who has done so much for the country? Instead, we should begin prep work on Mount Rushmore. When in doubt, tweet. When in trouble, lie. When cornered, well, we'll have to wait and see. But I suspect we won't be waiting long. The man is a spoiled brat with a mean temper, accustomed to getting his way always. So when the wheels start coming off the limo, he'll blame the chauffeur and bail out the back by the Trump Tower's rear fire escape, where he'll live out his days in squawking exile as a pundit on Fox News. You know, if he avoids prison. Which at this juncture is anybody's guess. Good luck to Ivanka and Jared and the boys. Someone is going to have to pay for all this success. The only one coming out of this unscathed might be Melania. She won't have to worry about losing her credit cards. Just another immigrant success story.